to the Drive Time Show on Toledo's sports leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league home run with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket sports exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr., at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Throw does over the middle.
There you go.
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7, patrolling center field like a safety should.
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by 6 more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot, sent Gretzky in. 3-0, Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Stanley Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, coming to you tonight from Rockets Bookstore. Glad to have you on board. Obviously, we're going to talk some Rockets tonight. Jason Kelso, the associate head coach of the University of Toledo Rockets, will join us. Rockets tonight with a win. They can wrap up the West Division of the MAC. He's coming up tonight at 5:35. Brendan Gaughan, NASCAR racer and driver, a veteran, 42 years of age. Played college basketball, too, at Georgetown. Now, think about this for a moment. How about the question, a lot of folks don't consider NASCAR drivers as athletes. Here's a guy that played a couple of things, college basketball and drives. Figure that one out. That'll be a good question. We'll also talk about the new downforce package and a lot of other things. NASCAR, two races into their season. Well, it was a big weekend down at the Huntington Center, Hockey Heritage Weekend. And, boy, I saw the highlights, a little under the weather this weekend, and had to broadcast the game on Saturday, kind of resting up for that one. And saw those great Gold Digger uniforms on television. Brought back a lot of memories, and a guy that was a part of that, Matt Melzak, joins us now from Indianapolis as the Walleye, by the way, who have won 11 straight at home on the road tonight against Indianapolis. Hello, Matt. How are you? Well, that, again, I thought we had Matt Melzak on board here. We were going to come with him right off the hop, and again, going down the guest tonight, Brendan Gaughan coming up at 5:35 or 5:15 tonight. Jason Kelso coming up this evening as well. And as I was mentioning, it was great. I was under the weather a little bit, but it was great seeing those great Gold Digger uniforms this weekend, Hockey Heritage Weekend. 11 straight home ice wins for the Toledo Walleye. It was great. I saw the highlights looking at that green and gold. And a gentleman that was part of this great weekend and celebration joins us now. I mentioned the 11 straight at home. They're on the road tonight. The Walleye at Indianapolis taking on the Fuel. Hello, Mr. Melzak. How are you?
I am doing great, Mike. What a privilege it was for me to get to say during the broadcast, Gold Diggers. You know, I took that a little bit and said, hey, you know, a couple times on my out cue, I said, this is little Gold Diggers hockey, and it was kind of cool. I felt like you for a little while there, Mike. It was quite a thrill.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really, I looked at that logo and some of the great games we witnessed over the years, no doubt about it. Job well done as well. Wish I could have saw you. I had a game that night, Matt, and I was really, wow. I was under the weather on Saturday. I recovered and was able to make it up to Windsor and make it right back home. And, again, nice job. Speaking of a nice job, Walleye continue to roll on. Big weekend. 11 straight at home in Indianapolis tonight. How's this one shake out?
Well, I'll tell you what, this will be an interesting test tonight for Toledo. It's the end of a 4-5 for the Walleye, as you mentioned, winning all three over the weekend, Mike, at home. But now here in Indianapolis against the team that hasn't played since Saturday night. They were home for three straight last week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday against Quad City and swept all three. They've won four straight. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They are only 2 points out of a playoff spot right now, and they're playing their best hockey of the year. They're scoring a ton of goals. Now, they'll give up a lot of chances, so their goaltending, it gets tested each and every night. That is the one Achilles heel for Indy. It's what held them back earlier in the year. But right now, they're scoring so many goals, it's kind of covering up for that. So Toledo's offense is going to have to be key tonight. And, of course, Toledo has been so good defensively all year, Mike. I mean, 2.3 goals a game against is phenomenal at this point of the year when you're under 20 games left. So we'll see if Toledo can keep that defensive side going. That's the big key going into tonight.
No doubt about it. I mean, anytime you look at a championship caliber team, you look at the goals against, and believe me, they are among the league leaders. For my own curiosity, Mr. Melzack, are you folks, are they still playing at the fairgrounds down there?
They are. They redid the fairgrounds. I'm standing in the building right now. It's beautiful in here. Of course, hosted the All-Star game last month here, and they did an entire renovation in here, and it is gorgeous. It looks like a brand new arena.
Still the big playing surface, or do they cut that back?
They cut that back. We're regulation size in here, so everything good to go.
Tell me what else is going on, injuries, lineups, goaltenders. Quick thumbnail sketch before I let you go.
Well, I think a lot of people are talking now about the trade that just went down a couple of hours ago, Mike. The fact that Davis Van Dane, defenseman, was sent from Toledo to Atlanta for forward Colin Jacobs. It's no secret we've been really short on forwards right now. Have a surplus of D, Patrick McCarron, who's going to not play tonight but should be back hopefully on the weekend. That's the hope. But, you know, maybe not this weekend, maybe in the next weekend for him. But at least it's not too far down the road, which still means Toledo's got seven healthy D. And then you turn around and you needed some forward help. This group is so beat up front right now. We have just 9 forwards going in tonight. One of those is Mike Borkowski, who wasn't supposed to play at all this weekend. Ended up playing Sunday. He's going to play again tonight. So a little bit banged up front. So a little bit of that trade via necessity. He won't play tonight, but will be ready to go for the weekend for Toledo, Colin Jacobs. So it gives Toledo an opportunity to get another big body in here. 6'2", 200-pound guy. Has been very good over the years. A draft pick as well as the old Buffalo Sabres there. So, yeah, he's got some skill and some size, has some toughness. He'll fit right into the lineup that Dan Watson has.
Well, I got him on a 200-pound size, not quite the 6'2". How's that? Have a good call tonight, Matt. And as always, thanks for coming on and taking the time.
You got it, Mike. Anytime, my friend.
Matt Melzack from Indianapolis tonight with a walleye take on the fuel. Quick reminder, everybody, I'm coming to you from Rockets Bookstore, of course, over here on Bancroft, just east of Secor Road, locally owned, locally committed as well, knowledgeable, friendly staff, and Rachel Davis, the manager, will be coming up with us late in the show as well. Always great hospitality, great inventory of Rocket items, and whether it's hoodies, T-shirts. Come on in. Take a look at this place. Absolutely. Every time I come in here, I purchase something because they have so many neat things if you're a Rockets fan, even if you're not a Rockets fan. Come on over and see us at Rockets Bookstore. In fact, I got a couple of basketball tickets I'm going to be giving away here in a little bit as well. Right around the corner, Brendan Gaughan, NASCAR racer. My name's Mike Miller. The show driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, for the 72-hour sales event continues. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Brendan Gaughan, NASCAR after this.
ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time, driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik, where the 72-hour sales event continues. How about this? Employee pricing for everybody. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Normally doing this show from the showroom tonight, or on most nights. Tonight we're over at Rockets Bookstore, Bancroft, just east of Secor, locally owned, locally committed. A lot of great items and inventory in the store. Glad to have them bring me over here tonight. Their hospitality's been unbelievable. There's a theme to it. University of Toledo Rockets basketball team. The men tonight are at Northern Illinois win, they will win the West Division of the MAC. A gentleman that knows a little bit about college basketball and NASCAR joins us now here on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, home of the Buckeyes and the Lions. Brendan Gaughan is his name. Veteran NASCAR driver, played some college basketball at Georgetown as well. Hello, Brendan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today. We appreciate it.
Hey, great to hear your voice. It's been a while, a couple of years since we had you on. You know what? I have asked this question to a lot of drivers over the years, and I don't think anybody is more qualified than you, Brendan Gaughan, to answer this question. Age-old argument. Are NASCAR drivers athletes? Again, you're a guy that played college basketball, now drive for a living. What's your answer?
Listen, I've played college football, I played college basketball, and I've raced cars for the last 20 years. And Ernest Hemingway said it best. There's only three real athletes in the world. Bull riders, skydivers, and race car drivers. The rest are playing with sticks and balls. You know, and that's just the famous old Hemingway quote. But really, in the end, what it is, yes, we're athletes. I mean, if you can tell me the difference between... Was Mo Vaughn an athlete?
Well, I think he could hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball to the moon, no doubt about it. But
absolutely. But he played baseball. That's an athlete. Is Ken Griffey Jr. an athlete?
Well, no question.
Okay, they both play the same sport. They're both athletes. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes. So really the definition is, what is an athlete? Somebody that can do an athletic sporting event with skill that other people cannot. And, you know, Mo Vaughn had hand-eye coordination like nobody else, knew how to hit a ball really hard, could catch a ball, could stretch out to catch a ball. Ken Griffey could hit a ball different size, could hit a ball very hard, could run and catch a ball, you know, leg out a single where Mo Vaughn couldn't leg out a single. Race car drivers are the same. We come in different shapes and sizes, but what we do is athletic by definition with the hand-eye coordination and the stresses that we have to deal with. But the biggest thing that race car drivers deal with is, take a football play. If you're tired in the fourth quarter and you're a lineman and you miss a block, you make a mental mistake when you're tired, what's the worst thing that happens? A 10-yard penalty for a holding? You know, maybe your quarterback gets sacked and he yells at you. That's the big ramification is, you lose the game, your quarterback gets sacked, you get a penalty. In our world, if you're tired at the last 10 laps of Talladega or Daytona in July, it's 105 degrees out, 100% humidity. That race car is 145 degrees ambient temperature, and it's the end of the race. You make a mental mistake, I can really hurt people. I can hurt myself. I can hurt others. I can hurt fans. So the ramifications of a mental mistake in our sport are so much larger than any other that we don't have that window to make those mistakes. And that's what I always tell people is, we're more of an athlete than any other sport out there.
Brendan, very well put. It's an age-old argument, and you certainly made your case, and you got me convinced, and I never really had to be convinced. Mike Miller's my name, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, coming to you from Rockets Bookstore tonight over on Bancroft. Hey, congratulations. Like a lot of folks, I was on the road in a hotel getting ready to broadcast a hockey game. I caught Daytona. Geez, you got up to that number six spot in a wreck-filled race, the Daytona 500, by the way, which was the first race where you broke into NASCAR. Tell me about that, and pretty good run.
No, we had a great run. We have a little bitty team, the Beard Oil team. They're up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, up in your neck of the woods there. And the Beard family, a great group of people that have a little oil distribution company up there, and that's my race team. And we had a Chevy Camaro that Richard Childress helped do some stuff on, and had a big Richard Childress ECR motor, and we showed it, man. We had a chance to win the Daytona 500 with a lap to go. We were in position to race for the win. And listen, Daytona restrictor plate racing, if you're a race fan, it just things happen, man, at those places that aren't in your control. And that was one of those deals where nothing I could do. The guys in front of me decided to pile it up, and there was nowhere to go. But we had a chance to win the Daytona 500. We had a great race car. We had the best time. A lot of coverage, a lot of good positive stuff going on for that team, and we'll be back at Talladega in a couple months and try to do it all over again.
NASCAR in Vegas this weekend, Brendan. I know that is your hometown. You spend a lot of time there as well. Any activities this weekend for you, Xfinity or anything else?
No, nothing on track this weekend. My I joke, my father fired me in the off season, and we got a real race car driver now. We got Daniel Hemrick driving for the South Point race team. But I'm busy. I have a whiskey company called City Light Shine that we're busy with. We're doing appearances all week in Las Vegas. We've got Daniel Hemrick doing appearances for us. I've got stuff for the South Point. I'm doing TV. I'm in that post-retirement age that now I have to find things to do. And so I'm keeping myself busy.
Brendan Gaughan joins us here on ESPN's 106.5 The Ticket, Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Hey, we go up and cover both races at MIS, Brendan. I think your last time up there, I kind of sauntered over and said hello and introduced myself. Tell me about that. They've had a tough time over the last couple of years. Folks say the fastest track and on the circuit, Michigan International Speedway. But I have to tell you, and listen, I cover, been in the hockey business a long time, cover those two races a year. By no means am I an expert, but a lot of the complaints up there and observations, basically, one guy gets the lead and you got 39 or 40 cars chasing them the rest of the way. Downforce package out this year, some other adjustments with engineering, inspection. Tell me about the races coming up in Michigan. Will we see, well, something more like we saw at Daytona?
You know, first, the Mahalik, I go way back with them to my old Dodge days. I'll tell you what, such a great family, and I miss Mr. Mahalik, but Junior's doing a great job up there, and I'm all the way in Las Vegas. I used to have a Mahalik Dodge in my driveway because I had to deal with them for cars every year. I mean, that's how far back I go with those folks. But the Michigan track, it actually is a double-edged sword curse. They repaved Michigan, and it became the fastest track we race on. 220 miles an hour top speed going into turn one. It's absolutely blistering fast, and it's amazing to do and watch. The double-edged sword is technology's come so far, and Michigan did such a great job building the track on the repave that it hasn't aged much. And age is what helps eat tires up. Age is what helps make the race cars move around, because as the tires wear out, you move around, and you know, if you're a fan for any period of time, you remember the old Michigan merge, where we used to run five wide there. You go all the way to the wall, all the way to the white line, and you could run anywhere in between, and it was slipping and sliding and fast and tough. And with this repave, it's still doing so well that it's not aging. We haven't got all those grooves of racing back. We haven't been able to get back to the wall. It's not chewing the tires up. So it's the kiss of death. They did one of the greatest repave jobs in the history of our sport, but that's what kind of hurt it. I think this year you've had a pretty harsh winter up there. The harsh winters help, and NASCAR's starting to use this tire dragon more, and hopefully we can get them talked into running the tire dragon up in those top two race grooves, and maybe we can get some of those grooves back and start racing really hard at Michigan again. I hope we do. NASCAR's taking downforce away, which helps making the race cars tougher to drive, makes it more fan-friendly. So hopefully those are all good changes, and that's one of the racetracks that I'm going to miss the most, man. I have a couple wins at Michigan that were really marquee wins of my career, and it is such a fun racetrack.
Brendan Gaughan joins us here on NASCAR Driver, of course, here on Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. We're coming to you from Rocket's Bookstore right here on the campus of the University of Toledo, where tonight they take on Northern Illinois. At Northern Illinois, with a chance to wrap up the West Division in the MAC. Hey, you mentioned kind of retirement and semi-retirement here at the age of 42. I guess the other thing before I let you go, Brendan, that stands out, young drivers, the Austin Dillons of the world. I mean, you look up and down the starting grid here, and on some of these they have the age of the drivers on there. It's almost astounding, the age of some of these guys. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, when the combined ages were not adding up to my age, that was when it started to really get to me. You know, these kids, I'll tell you what, man, when we broke in the sport back in the day, not the, you know, that's the way it was and we liked it. It just, you had to work real hard to get some of these big teams to get noticed. These young kids, man, are coming in with Richard Childress Racing, with Hendrick Motorsports, with Joe Gibbs Racing. They're getting these phenomenal rides and they deserve them. These kids are so fast right now. And it's really, I think this is a really fun time in our sport. You're seeing a lot of the old guard, you know, the juniors, the Gordons, the Matt Kenseth is all, you know, we're starting to get to that age where it's time for us to get to that next place in life. But we've got more young talent than I can ever remember having. And I think NASCAR's in a good spot. A lot of young race car drivers, a lot of guys that still have a lot of life in them. The Brad Keselowskis of the world are still in the middle of that hot streak of their career. Kyle Busch has still got years left. But, man, you're right. Chase Elliott's, William Byron's, Ty Dillon's, Alex Bowman's. There is some young blood that is just fantastic that's going to be there for a long time.
Hey, Brendan, one quick story. You got into 25 games as a basketball player for Georgetown. Played with Allen Iverson, covering him in practice. Now, listen, I know your competitive spirit. Did you give it to him pretty good?
Listen, until he shows up to prove me wrong, I'm the only man that can stop Allen Iverson. And as soon as he shows up to say I can't, we'll see what happens. But until then, folks at home, I can shut down AI with one hand.
Thanks for coming on. Let's talk again. I want to talk about your whiskey product sometime. And I was talking to the Low Payment King last weekend. He says we got to get Brendan gone on after your run there at Daytona. Great job. And, hey, Brendan, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thanks to the Maholics and everybody. And go Rockets.
Hey, good job there. Rockets tonight, Northern Illinois. That's Brendan Gaughan, NASCAR driver, played college basketball at Georgetown, also was a place kicker. South Point Casino, that is his family out in Las Vegas. Entertaining guy, had a pretty good run for a 42-year-old and, well, the Great American Race, Daytona, just a couple of weeks back as well. All right, everybody, as I mentioned, I'm coming to you tonight from one of my favorite spots. That's Rockets Bookstore. Give us a call right now. I'm looking at two basketball tickets and a hat. I have one of these hats on right now, University of Toledo Rocket hat. I got a hat here and two tickets to the University of Toledo Rockets women's basketball game that's coming up Saturday at 2 o'clock, opened till 6 o'clock tonight, tomorrow, Thursday, 5 o'clock on Friday, open 10 a.m. on Saturday. Third caller, give Jim a call, 1-866-240-1065. Great-looking hat, by the way, with that University of Toledo Rocket logo and the big Toledo across the front, and also, of course, a couple of tickets to the game on Saturday. Again, this show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Maholic. Two tickets. Give Jim a call at the studios. My name's Mike Miller. TAS Electronics update right around the corner.
For annoying traffic jams, it's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Lions, all sorts of things. The juggler, Jim Cushlin, will give us an update on what is going on. I'd like to thank our first two guests. Matt Melzack joined us from Indianapolis, where the Walleye play tonight against the Indy Fuel. Brendan Gaughan joined us just a little bit ago, NASCAR driver. And by the way, played college basketball at Georgetown with Allen Iverson and also was a place kicker in college. Pretty good athlete. Of course, the age-old question. NASCAR drivers, athletes, great to have him come on. Entertaining guy, finished, was in sixth place at the Great American Race Daytona 500 until guys started trading paint, I guess, in their terms, down the stretch. Doug Clough, C-L-O-U-G-H, he's won two tickets to the women's Rockets game here at Toledo, 2 o'clock on Saturday. Doug, come on over to, again, Rockets Bookstore. Pick them up. Hours open till 6 o'clock tonight. You probably won't make it tonight. 6 o'clock on Wednesday, 6 o'clock on Thursday, Saturday. Open 5 o'clock on Friday. Open at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Congratulations, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Doug Clough, C-L-O-U-G-H. Two tickets and a Rockets hat waiting for you here, Rockets Bookstore. Joining us now, associate head coach of the University of Toledo Rockets. They're at Northern Illinois tonight. A big game. The University of Toledo Rockets can, with a win tonight, can clinch that the West Division. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good to be back on. Doing well. Thanks.
Listen, number one, thanks for taking the time. And a pretty good athlete yourself in your college basketball days. And you know what? I was stunned when I brought Brendan Gaughan on here tonight as a NASCAR driver. And here's the guy that played with Iverson at Georgetown. So before we talk about this matchup tonight, I thought it was a great question. Do you consider a NASCAR driver an athlete? You know which way he answered.
Well, I'm going to have to say, yeah, after listening to his resume, he said he was a place kicker too, is that right?
place kicker, played college basketball, got into 25 games at Georgetown, and then got in a race car, probably races one or two, three times a year. Now he's 42 years of age, but geez, I was reading his bio today, outstanding. I was reading about your basketball career, your bio, outstanding. But you don't see a lot of NASCAR drivers that play college basketball for John Thompson, of course, at Georgetown. I was a little stunned by that whole scenario. Hey, tell me about this one tonight, Jason, and congratulations again. You guys get back on track, 12-4 in the MAC. It's been a tremendous run at Northern Illinois tonight. What stands out?
Yeah, you know, I don't. Their record is not as good as a team as they are. They're very good at home. I believe they're 10-3 at home on the season. They have a lot of talent, and they have the conference leading scorer in Eugene German. He's a kid who can really get in the paint and really, really can score. He's crafty. He just, some of those guys, speaking of an Iverson type, he kind of has that kind of game. He just knows how to score the ball. So, you know, it's another game in the MAC. Our hands are full, but, you know, we like our chances. We like how we played on the road, and we're definitely ready for this one.
Jason Kelso joins us, associate head coach of the University of Toledo Rockets, coming to you from the Rockets bookstore tonight, locally owned, locally committed. This one tonight, obviously a lot on the line, Jason. Have you guys, I mean, is it a tough thing for a coaching staff not to have guys look ahead? The tournament's right around the corner, of course, in Cleveland. Coaches, yourself and Todd, how do you approach a week like this?
Yeah, I think two of our major goals are still out in front of us. Obviously, the MAC West Championship is one of those goals, and we know with a win, that is definitely possible for the outright. And then we're only one game behind Buffalo with two left. So, you know, I think that really helps your focus that way. We've already clinched one of our goals of getting that automatic bye, which I think is huge, to Cleveland. Just, you know, somebody's going to have to win three games, and you really don't want to be that team that has to win four games playing on Monday night. So that's big for us, but you know, our guys are focused. They really have done a good job of taking a one game at a time approach, and they respect Northern Illinois. You know, it was a tough fought game in Savage, came down to the wire. So these guys are ready, and you know, we know we can play better than we did the first time. So that's our main thing, is just one at a time, and we'll let the rest of the league take care of itself tonight, and we'll try to take care of the Huskies.
Coach, you're playing your 30th game tonight. You mentioned that bye. We touched on this last night. We were talking some Big Ten basketball with some of the beat writers that cover those teams, and they were talking about the Fox television schedule and the amount of games and the way they were bunched up. And, boy, to a man, writers and other folks quoting coaches talking about R&R, rest and recovery this time of the year going in into the tournament, I guess, which leads to my next question. How's your team? I'm sure they're wore down a little bit with travel. Again, 30th game tonight. I guess some heavy legs out there. Tell us a little bit about that, and how do you manage it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think every team's going through it right now, so it's not uncommon. But we did not have Marion Jackson at Ball State. We finally have him back. He's 100%. He's feeling good. Which ultimately helps our rotations. You get back to that mid-season rotation that you had where everybody was comfortable, everybody knew when they were coming in and out of the game. And yeah, we're conscious of our guys' legs, but definitely having a national TV game coming up this Friday, and then we won't have to play in the MAC tournament until Thursday. Like you said, that rest and recovery is going to be huge for us.
Yeah, you mentioned this. Huskies are 10-3 at home, by the way. That includes an overtime win against Buffalo. So have a shoot-around this morning, Coach?
Yeah, we did. Our typical time, we went over there at 11 o'clock, go for about an hour, get some shots up, get used to that environment, because every arena in the MAC is a little different environment, and yeah.
You and I talked about this before I let you go, is the University of Toledo and their success, Jason, in shooting threes this year. Normally that's a number that kind of goes up and down, but for the most part, the Rockets have been pretty static and pretty level in that department all year long. Besides, you know, we talked about athletic talent, you know, besides guys that can shoot the rock a little bit, anything else stand out?
Yeah, I just think that we have really unselfish guys, too. So the reason that we're maybe making more threes, maybe shooting a better percentage, is we're taking the right shots, and there's no, you know, we have a lot of guys that can shoot it, like you said. So when we space the floor in the next pass and make an extra passes, we've done a really good job of that. You know, our assists are up as well, and turnovers are down compared to the last couple of years. So ultimately, that's going to help your three-point shooting getting the ball, obviously, to the right guys, but taking good shots. And we pride ourselves in that. A lot of teams can chuck up threes, but are they taking good, you know, productive shots? And I think we do a really good job of that.
Well, before I let you go again, Jason, thanks for taking the time, especially on a game night and a big game night. Listen, the city of Toledo will be tuned into this one, no doubt about it. If the Rockets wrap it up tonight with a win and you look back at this game tonight, what would you have done right?
Well, like I said, it's we're not going to stop the Max leading score, but you have to contain him. You have to make everything tough for him. And Northern always has been a good rebounding team. So I think if you win the battle on the boards, limit your turnovers, and try to contain Eugene German, we should be in good shape.
We got the pom-poms out, Jason. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And somewhere down the road, we'll check in again. Thanks.
Sounds great. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
That's Jason Kelso, associate head coach of the University of Toledo Rockets. They can wrap up a MAC championship tonight in DeKalb, Illinois, against Northern Illinois. Coming to you, everybody, as I've been talking about, Rockets Bookstore, one of my favorite stops on the circuit, by the way. Locally owned, locally committed. How about this? Tees starting at $9.99, crew necks $19.99. I bought a hat today, loved it. All Coliseum brand Rocket gear. I know they've had specials on that most of the year. Great inventory here as well. As I mentioned, important stuff. Locally owned, locally committed. By the way, lowest textbook prices on campus guaranteed. Knowledgeable, friendly staff. Rachel Davis coming up a little bit as well. Got to remind everybody, too, that this show is always brought to you by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. 72-hour sales event continues up at the Superstore. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. I know they're very popular right now, the Wranglers. 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4 JK. Get this. $188 a month for a 36-month lease, and the JL is $225 a month for a 39-month lease, 72-hour sales event up at the Superstore. Thanks to the Low Payment King as well. Hooked us up with Brendan Gaughan, NASCAR driver that played college basketball at Georgetown. That is a weird combination, no doubt about it. It was fun to talk to him as well. Back with the manager here at Rockets Bookstore. Rachel, don't be scared about the construction going on around here. I got right in. Go next door like I did. I'm going to have a cold one at Ferdo's after I leave here tonight. Rockets tonight, a chance to, again, to wrap up the West. Rachel Davis with us right around the corner. This is Drive Time, ESPN 106.5. The Ticket. Got a winner, by the way, two tickets Saturday, University of Toledo Rockets women's basketball. That is a 2 o'clock tip again on Saturday. Got a hat, two tickets as well. Again, Rockets women Saturday, two tickets. Doug Clough, C-L-O-U-G-H, our winner. Back with more after this.
Hello, everyone. This is KT Maviglia, Miss Michigan 2014. You are listening to Drive Time on ESPN 106.5, The Ticket.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Rockets Bookstore. Glad to have you on board. We've got a good show tonight. Matt Melzak gave us an update. Boy, the Walleye are red hot. They have won 11 straight games at home. They are on the road tonight to take on the Indianapolis Fuel. Then joining us, Brendan Gaughan. We're just talking to Rachel Davis here at Rockets Bookstore about what a life. I mean, his grandfather was one of the original casino owners in Las Vegas. His parents own the South Point, which I've stayed at for a couple of hockey conventions, a little bit south of the Strip, by the way. And he goes on to play college basketball with Allen Iverson at Georgetown, was also a place kicker in college, and has been running NASCAR for 20-some years and races part-time right now as well. He has a car, again, built by Childress, the Childress folks, and was watching the race Sunday. I was on the road in a hotel, and he was up to sixth place towards the end of that race. So interesting there. And then joining us, of course, the associate head coach of the University of Toledo Rockets. They can wrap up the West tonight with a win over in DeKalb, Northern Illinois. That was Jason Kelso. So a good lineup tonight. And adding to that lineup, as always, is Rachel Davis. Again, thank you so much for the hospitality. One of my favorite stops on the circuit. We're normally at the superstore, but we get around to a couple of other places each month. I'm going next door, one of our other sponsors, Ferdo's Restaurant as well, after the show tonight. I bought a nice-looking hat here tonight. I got it on, and I'm going to wear it proudly for the Rockets tonight. And I loved your slogan, locally owned, locally committed Rockets Bookstore. Manager Rachel Davis. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Mike.
Listen, I went up and down some of the things here. Correct me if I'm wrong on any of these things. Tees are still at $9.99.
Yes.
Crew necks at $19.99. Tremendous inventory here, by the way. 100 different hats on the hat wall. I've been staring at that most of the night from our broadcast location right here as well. Textbook prices on campus guaranteed. Staff is always very, very good when we come in. Anything else going on now that you want to pass on?
Next week is spring break, and we're going to have a super awesome special. We're going to have buy one, get one half off, sweats, jackets, and winter gear.
Tell me a little bit about that. What brands and all sizes, everything
all
else?
All sizes. Brands are Coliseum, MV, Russell.
Where are the spring break's coming up next week?
Spring break starts Monday.
Starts Monday, okay. So on the textbook side of things, which, you know, I look around here, your inventory is massive. And again, as you mentioned, you have the lowest prices. When does that pick up again? Right after spring break?
Actually, textbooks probably won't pick up till summer semester starts. So we're winding our books down for spring.
Tell me a little bit about that industry. I think things have changed probably with electronic devices and so on and so forth. And I'm not going to tell you, when I attended the University of Toledo, I think we were, I don't even want to get into that. It was short-lived, by the way, for reasons we won't get into now. But tell me a little bit about the industry. And I know you were talking about unloading trucks and books today, which is a laborious situation, but still it hasn't changed that much. There's still a tremendous demand.
There are still a lot of textbooks out there. A lot of classes are now using access codes for online course materials, so that's changing the industry quite a bit. They still do offer packages with both textbook and access codes.
RocketsBookstore.com, that is the website. Anything else I missed?
Well, we're really excited. Football schedule came out, and we are super excited about football schedule. We have 7 home games this year. We have University of Miami, Florida coming here, and our homecoming game is against Bowling Green this year. That's super awesome.
I saw the schedule come out this week as one. I know you and I talked about that, and mine as well, that Miami game. It was nice just to pull it up and reconfirm it. Yep, it's on there, and here they come. Good seeing you, Rachel. Thank you, as always, for your hospitality today. We'll continue to talk about everything that goes on here at Rockets Bookstore throughout the rest of the month, a couple of days here through Thursday. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rachel Davis, textbook manager here, Rockets Bookstore. Jim, anything else going on that as far as programming? I heard a couple of your spots with the Buckeyes. Anything else we should know about?
Well, we'll start with the Rockets rival, the Bowling Green Falcons. They're also in action. Last weekday, full slate of MAC games. The Bowling Green Falcons, they're on the road in Athens to take on Ohio. 6:30 the coverage time. That's over on Talk Radio 100.7. Interesting Big East game we got tomorrow, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One, at about 8:15. Villanova's at Seton Hall. Then we get some NBA and the Big Ten tournament getting underway Thursday. And then we're also going to have, towards the end of this week on Friday, some sectional final games, because we're in the playoffs now in high school basketball. Some of those sectional semis actually start tonight.
You know, we're working on something as well, and hats off to Adam Krug, of course, and the Adrian Bulldogs and their college hockey program, which is number one in the nation, Division III. We might be heading up there Friday to do a special and a show. They play Saturday for the conference championship. So still working on that. Late notice on a couple of things, but talked to Adam today. So a tremendous year, and hats off to those guys. They have now won 16 consecutive games. They are ranked number one nationally, going for their conference championship on Saturday afternoon. So we'll try to add that to the Jugglers programming list. That would be a 5 to 6 o'clock broadcast. All right, everybody, thanks again. Matt Melzack joined us from Indianapolis. NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan joined us. Also, Jason Kelso, associate head coach, University of Toledo Rockets. They can wrap up the West tonight with a win. And also special thanks to Rachel Davis here at Rockets Bookstore for their hospitality. As always, the show is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Visit the website at MonroeSuperstore.com. 72-hour sales event continues. For Tam O'Shanter tomorrow, doubleheader, Drive Time, face off the hockey show. From Rockets Bookstore, Bancroft, the address, of course, is 3047. This is Mike Miller saying so long and good night, everybody.